Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome back to This Day in History class, a show that clears the air about murky moments in history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the last gasp of cigarette advertising on American TV and radio. The day was January 2nd, 1971. Beginning at midnight, cigarette companies could no longer advertise their products on American television or radio. The nationwide ban was enacted by the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act, a congressional bill that sought to discourage Americans from using tobacco. President Richard Nixon signed the legislation on April 1, 1970, and it went into effect on January 2nd, the following year. The new law was a major shakeup, not only for the tobacco industry, but for the TV and radio stations that had long relied on its advertising dollars. In the case of television, cigarette companies were among the first to invest heavily in the new medium, and not just in commercials either. From 1949 to 1956, Camel Cigarettes sponsored one of the country's first regularly scheduled news broadcasts, NBC's Camel News Caravan. That 15-minute show was hosted by newscaster John Cameron Swayze, who always sat at a desk with an ashtray at his side and the Camel logo prominently displayed behind him. Tobacco companies continued to advertise heavily on TV throughout the 1950s and 60s, sponsoring everything from the nightly news to game shows to sitcoms. Winston Cigarettes, for example, sponsored several family comedies, including The Beverly Hillbillies and even the first animated primetime TV series, The Flintstones. It's strange to think about now, but Winston Cigarettes actually co-sponsored the first two seasons of that landmark cartoon. And while the characters never lit up during the show itself, they did smoke on screen during integrated commercials that ran at the end of each episode. The unlikely partnership ended in 1963 after the showrunners created a child character named Pebbles for the show's third season. But because I know you're curious, here's one of those integrated ads featuring family man Fred Flintstone extolling the pleasures of a Winston cigarette.
The Flintstones, brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
As you can probably tell, there were very few restrictions on TV advertising in those days, even for a product as dangerous as cigarettes. But off-screen, the public's view of smoking was gradually changing. Cigarette smoking had been linked to higher risks of cancer and heart disease since the late 1930s, and by the early 1960s, all 50 states had outlawed the sale of cigarettes to minors. Health advocates pushed for even tighter restrictions on the sale and advertising of tobacco products, including on television. Progress was slow at first, largely due to the medium's financial reliance on cigarette ad sales, but some concessions were eventually made. Beginning in 1967, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, required all TV stations to broadcast one anti-smoking public service announcement for every three cigarette ads they aired. Those Counterpoint commercials were aired at no cost to the organizations producing them, and were intended to warn viewers about the health hazards of smoking. The PSAs proved remarkably effective in that regard, and for the first time in years, the number of American smokers began to decline. Tobacco companies responded by suing the FCC for violating their First Amendment rights, but the courts stood by the commission and the anti-smoking PSAs continued to run. That ruling was a sign of more bad days to come for cigarette companies. 2 years later, the Surgeon General released an official report linking cigarette smoking to low birth weight. In response, Congress passed the Cigarette Smoking Act, which required tobacco manufacturers to put warning labels on their products for the first time. It was a major blow to cigarette companies, but public health advocates weren't done yet. They pushed Congress to pass a new bill banning all cigarette advertising on both TV and radio. The legislation stalled for about a year, thanks to intervention from the tobacco lobby and from legislators who represented tobacco-growing regions. In the end, though, the cigarette companies could tell which way the wind was blowing. Public opinion was firmly against them, but maybe an on-air ban wouldn't be so bad after all. For one thing, it would put an end to those government-mandated anti-smoking ads. Plus, if cigarette companies were banned from the airwaves, that would free up a lot of ad money to spend on other mediums, like magazines and billboards. With those silver linings in mind, the tobacco lobby backed down, and the legislation sailed through Congress unopposed. Richard Nixon wasn't too keen to sign the ban. After all, he was an avid pipe smoker himself, reportedly burning through as many as 8 bowls of tobacco on some days. The public pressure was too great to ignore, though, so on April 1, 1970, Nixon made the ban official. At the time, tobacco companies were the largest product advertisers on American television, spending more than $150 million on TV commercials each year. That's the equivalent of well over $1 billion today. Broadcasters were understandably sad to leave all that revenue on the table, so as a parting gift to both them and to the cigarette companies, the ban was allowed to take effect on January 2, 1971, instead of on January 1st. That extra day gave cigarette companies one last chance to advertise on TV during the ever-popular College Bowl football games that aired on New Year's Day. The Philip Morris Company went out with a bang that night by buying all the commercial airtime during the first half hour of all network talk shows. The buyout ensured that the last commercial viewers would see before the ban took effect would be for one of its products. The company chose Virginia Slims for that honor, a newly launched brand of cigarettes marketed explicitly to women. For the last 3 years, Philip Morris had run a successful ad campaign for the brand, capitalizing on the women's liberation movement by connecting Virginia Slims with being a modern, confident, independent woman. The ads insisted that, much like voting, smoking should no longer be seen as strictly for men. One of the campaign's ads became the last cigarette commercial ever broadcast on American television. The one-minute spot for Virginia Slims aired at 11:50 p.m. during The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Take a listen.
American womanhood is good, and we'll never stray away from good American womanhood.
You've come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today.
Virginia Slims, this is the taste for today's woman. With rich Virginia flavor you'll like. Tailored slim for your hands, for your lips. Virginia Slims.
You got Virginia Slims now, baby. You come a long, long way.
The on-air ban on cigarette advertising went into effect just a few minutes later, at midnight on January 2nd, 1971. From that point on, the smoking industry was subject to more and more regulation, and the places it was allowed to advertise were gradually whittled down even further. For instance, after Nixon's ban, smokeless tobacco products such as chewing tobacco were still permitted on TV and radio. However, that ceased to be the case in 1986, and it was a similar story for outdoor forms of advertising, such as on benches, buses, and billboards. Those were all banned in most states in 1997. Some of the strictest limitations were imposed more recently with the passage of the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act of 2010. That act prohibits tobacco companies from sponsoring sports, music, and other cultural events, and it also bars them from distributing t-shirts, hats, and other clothing items that feature their logos or products. As a result of all those restrictions, not to mention health warnings and high tax rates, the number of smokers in the United States has plummeted over the last half century. According to the CDC, the prevalence of cigarette smoking in the U.S. has decreased from roughly 42% of the population in 1965 to just over 12% in 2022. Before we go, though, I know what you're really wondering. How did the poor old TV networks ever manage to survive without their biggest advertiser? Well, it's sweet of you to worry, because the loss of that revenue really was devastating for the big three networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS. But rest assured, they did find a way forward. Remember how the last cigarette ad ever broadcast was a one-minute commercial? That was actually the standard for the era, with most affiliates offering nothing but 60-second ads. However, once the big tobacco companies could no longer buy airtime, there weren't enough businesses out there with deep enough pockets to make up the difference. That forced the networks to begin accepting 30-second ads, which were much less expensive to produce and buy than minute-long commercials. That cheaper option attracted a whole new crop of sponsors to network television, allowing the networks to make up their lost cigarette revenue and then some. In that way, the now ubiquitous 30-second ad was something of a parting gift from Big Tobacco, ensuring that while the television landscape would be a healthier place without it, it would be a much more annoying one, too. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can send your feedback straight to me by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.